Day is going well. 4 o'clock on a Friday, so it's got to be going well, right? We got the weekend coming up here in an hour. Today's a weird day for a lot of you. Not for me. I was off work today, but it's a weird day because you're off on Thursday, and then how many of you had to go back to work today? Isn't that weird? Like, I would hope there are companies out there that are just cool. You know, they're just like, I'm going to be a cool company. You're off today. Thursday's the 4th of July. Just go ahead and take off Friday as well. Anybody? I would love to know that there is some company out there that did that today. Please call and give me some faith in the businesses and the humanity of the United States of America. 946-0435. If you were off work today, your spouse was off work today, your kids were off work today, a neighbor was off work. I'm not talking about a national holiday or like something. I'm talking about that you work for a company, they just said, hey, we'll go ahead and give you Friday off as well. Anybody out there like that? 946-0435. Love to hear it. I'm guessing there won't be many because everybody I know did have to work today. I'm a sports writer in the middle of the summer. There's not a whole lot going on, so I had a nice day doing some baseball practice stuff. Anyway, 946-0435. Anything that's on your mind in the world of sports or 4th of July, I do have to share this story, okay? This makes me mad. And I also feel stupid about it as well. So yesterday, I went to buy fireworks. I talked a couple days ago, hey, what's a good budget for fireworks, okay? What's a good budget to have, you know, for your personal fireworks? I said about $100. $100 to me, that's a reasonable amount of money to spend on fireworks, okay? And I still think $100, pretty good. So I go to an establishment yesterday. They've got a deal, blah, blah, blah. A really good deal for this fireworks thing is about $140. You could get another one for free. Same price, equal or lesser. So I'm like, okay, I'll bump my $100 budget up to $140 because we were going to get a lot of fireworks. I mean, a whole bunch of fireworks for $140. And I felt okay about it. It went over my budget, but still, it was going to be a good number of fireworks. Then I get up to the cash register, and I'm told the price, and the price was $166. And I said, "Hang on, the price was $140." And they said, "Well, no, with tax, the tax is 18%." And I said, wait, what? And she said, the tax is 18%. So on my $140 fireworks, there were $26 in taxes. And it was $166. And I got ticked and thought that they were scamming me with their ridiculous markups or whatever. It was a good deal. A lot of fireworks for $140. But I really wasn't having it with 18% tax on fireworks. And I got mad. I said, all right, never mind then. I just left them there. I was very disappointed. I was upset because I like fireworks. I like the tradition. But I felt like something's going. So I Googled it. And so that was the part about me getting really mad. Because I wanted to do fireworks. I had my kids with me. It was a bad scene. I wanted to get fireworks for the tradition. Then I get in the car, I'm steaming, I'm like, oh, come on, what kind of scam is this? I Google it, and sure enough, in Pennsylvania, the firework tax is 18%. It's 12%. The fireworks tax is 12% on top of the 6% for sales tax. I'm not going to turn this into a political discussion. But what the holy hell is going on in this country with the amount of money that everything costs? I saw somebody yesterday post on Facebook. They had an order for like 21 items at Walmart in 2021. It's like 21 items at Walmart. They posted the exact same order today. They went through and ordered the exact same items for these 21 things at Walmart. And in 2021, the price was like, I'm trying to remember. I'm probably just have to guess here. But the price was maybe like $145. Today, it was like $260. Same items, same 21 items, $100 more. That's where we are in our country right now. And again, I'm not turning this into a political conversation. Whoever you are, wherever you are, I don't care which side you're on, it's pretty fair to be pissed off about how much money we've got to pay for everything. All right? It just is. If you're lucky, you work at a job where you get a 2-4% pay increase per year. If you're lucky, most of the jobs I ever had in my whole career, 0% pay increase. Maybe I'd get a bump every few years, but your health insurance would go up 15-20%, same pay. Inflation, 2-4%, same pay. Inflation in this country has been outrageous. I'm trying not to get too mad here. I was just mad. Could you mean tell me I got to pay friggin' 18% tax on fireworks? I'd already gone over my budget by $40. Now you're telling me I got to pay $26 in taxes. And I'm like, no. I just wasn't going to do it. So I got mad because I thought they were trying to scam me. Then I felt bad because I saw maybe I should have known that. That was, I guess, Governor Wolf. I saw a story. Governor Wolf approved this in 2018 or something like that. I don't know. The 18% tax, 12% on fireworks, 6%. So, look, I mean, they're driving us nuts with these prices. Okay, that's about as political as I'm going to get with it. I was just mad. 18% on fireworks. Are you kidding me, man? Get the hell out of here with that. All right. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Altoona.
What's up, Bob? How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call, Corey. I just wanted to tell you, I got up early yesterday and went up to that 4th of July race they had yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, was that a good... That was, you know, it's a nice slice of Americana in Altoona.
Absolutely.
The mayor, John Hartsock, did a really good job. He wrote another article on Tuesday or Wednesday and then, you know, today. And it's really something to see. And boy, there's some good runners.
Where did you see? You went to go see the race.
Oh yeah. I go every year.
Where were you? Were you stationary? Like you parked somewhere?
Yeah, I park and then I could walk across the. I guess it's the 7th or 8th Street Bridge.
Uh-huh.
And then if you stand right there, you can see, you know, the 15K comes at 7. They goes right off at 7:30, and then the 5K goes off at 8 o'clock, and then you just walk up to 6th Avenue, and then you can see it coming back, and you know, both races. But
now,
the only thing is, they start the 15K first, and those leaders get mixed up with the 5K.
Right? Yeah.
I missed the guy that won it. I thought my favorite runner. I thought he came in second. My favorite runner for the 15K. I thought, oh my God, he's winning! He's gonna win! And here, somehow I missed the first guy coming through, but it's really fun to
Bob,
watch.
I love the way you said it. It's a slice of Americana, and that's really cool, and it's a great local event, and I want to be positive there. But I do have a story about this, okay? You ready for the story?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm not trying to be a curmudgeon here. I'm just going to tell you what happened to me yesterday. This is just my experience with the race. So I was actually near here, like really close to the radio station at 6th Avenue, and I was driving to 24th Street or whatever. Okay, so I was at a red light. It just so happened to be a spot where they had a crossing guard, like a police officer, was directing traffic because the runners were coming through. Okay, you following me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is, hey, look, you run a race. You got to make sure the runners are safe, correct?
Right.
Okay, but here's what happened to me. I was stuck in traffic along with 20 to 30 more cars for 10 minutes as the crossing guard refused to let anybody go through the intersection. Now, I do understand you've got to let the runners go through, but I also understood you probably had hundreds upon hundreds, if not thousands, of runners in this, and they're all going to be spread out. And we were stuck for 10 minutes, and 25 of the cars just got out of line and turned around and went another way. I really couldn't go another way. I had to get through this intersection. And so I lost my temper, which I really don't do. I try to respect everybody for what they're going through. So I kind of yelled out at the lady, "Is there any break in the action here? How long are we going to have to stay? 2 minutes? 30 minutes? Do we have to wait for every single runner?" Are you following what I'm saying, Bob?
Yeah, oh yeah.
If you shut a street down for a race and you're not going to let anybody through an intersection, I mean, there'd be like 5 or 6 people go through, and then 30 seconds would pass and nobody would go through. Then there'd be another group of 8 people go through. And then 10 seconds would go by and one person would go through. And over the course of 10 minutes, I saw 100 people go through easily. But I also saw lapses from a time standpoint. And this security official would not let anyone through the intersection. Now, am I being a jackass for complaining about that, having to sit there for 10 minutes? And then finally, after I said, "Well, what's the deal here? I mean, what are we supposed to do?" Then she kind of picked some spots and let 1 or 2 or 3 cars pass whenever there was an opening. Are you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So what should happen there? Like, what, when I drove by, I said, "Thank you very much." And I was polite about it. And she said, "Just check with my supervisor. I was doing what I was supposed to do." Well, is that right? Or if you're at an intersection for this race, was everybody just supposed to sit there for 30 minutes while every single person went through the race?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like shit. And you're not up, you know, because that's the downside of this. Not everybody's interested. People, you know, life goes on.
Well, and I wasn't. I'm not trying to complain. I'm glad you mentioned the Americana side. Yeah. I just mentioned the real life version of it. I had somewhere to be on the other side of this intersection, and I was just so perplexed that there were all these delays that they could have let people go through. And they didn't, and I yelled at the woman, "Is this going to be 2 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes? Do you have any idea, like, if there's stoppages here?" So, anyway, I'm not trying to be a curmudgeon. I'm not trying to be that guy. I'm just trying to tell you that.
I mean, that's the downside. I mean, people have picnics to go to, work, whatever, and we love the race. You know, I love the race, and the runners love the race, but there's other things going on.
Well, it's just weird. Like, they had no, because I did cross the race at another point on 6th Avenue and Broad Avenue there. I think it was Broad Avenue. And they did have a setup there where, when there were delays and no runners were coming, they were letting cars through. So, again, I'm not trying to get anybody in trouble here. The one person at this one particular intersection, literally like 30 cars were stalled and had to turn around. I started off like number 17 in line. I got up to number 2. I was not going to turn. I could not go anywhere else. I had to get through this intersection. So finally, by the time I got up to number 2, I'm like, how much longer is this going to be?
Now, Mike, the guy was where I was. He was good with that, and You know, that's tough because you never, you know, you got to, when you tell a guy to go.
That's right.
A driver,
and then a runner starts to come, you know? Sure. Yeah, but if a runner's
really
come.
Good. If there was even a small break, boy, he was good.
I feel like Larry David and Curb Your Enthusiasm by even mentioning this, but the reality was that at that particular intersection, they didn't handle it all that well.
No, it doesn't sound like a course.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time at the race because you're right.
Well, thanks for. I know you're not. You guys probably aren't into this, but I think it's interesting.
Absolutely, I love it. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call. It is a slice of Americana. I do agree with that. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Jared Prugar, Corey from the Altoona Mirror.
Hey, Jared, what's going on, buddy? I got to take a real quick break here, and because I had somebody calling in, I'm gonna get back to Jared. We're gonna talk some Altoona Curve here. In just 1 second.
If you thought the fireworks were over after the 4th, you're mistaken. J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars has a red-hot deal on cigars July 5th and 6th during their After the 4th event at both their Chambersburg and Alexandria locations. Stock up on Drew Estate, Arturo Fuente, Oliva, and many more. And when you shop at J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars, don't forget the swag like ashtrays, lighters, and much more. Don't miss the After the 4th event July 5th and 6th at both locations of J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars, Alexandria and Chambersburg. J.M. Boswell, come for the deals. Stay for the smoke.
If you're a customer of Davidson Snacks Outlet, stand by for an important announcement. Davidson Snacks Outlet has moved to a new location. The folks at Davidson Snacks Outlet feel blessed to watch their business become a success, and they want to thank their employees and you. Davidson Snacks Outlet's new location is 16843 Dunnings Highway in Duncansville. It's the same great variety of your favorite snacks and great service now at a new location. 16843 Dunnings Highway, Duncansville. Davidson Snacks Outlet.
Get to Mattis Motorsports now for CF Moto ATVs and side-by-sides. Mattis Motorsports is also your headquarters for trailers, both open and closed. Campers, brands like Astoria, Gulfstream, Puma, and more. Bad Boy Zero Turn Mowers in Lear and ARE truck cabs. Give Mattis Motorsports a call at 814-940-6288. Or check them out in person at 1702 East Pleasant Valley Boulevard in the Greenwood section of Altoona. And remember,
if it doesn't say Mattis, you paid too much.
So you need a good, reliable vehicle, but let's face it, the economy's not great. Gas and grocery prices are sky high. Bottom line is the price. So what do? You go to J&P Auto Mart. The folks at J&P Auto Mart know how you feel. That's why they want to give you the lowest prices possible. The bottom line price on a good used car or truck. Shop online at jnpautomart.com or come in and see the inventory in person. Ask about financing too. Good vehicles at the lowest possible prices. J&P Auto Mart, 1906 Pleasant Valley Boulevard in Altoona.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 3-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
Got Medicaid or are you uninsured? Do you need a doctor? We love to care at Gloria Gates Care, and we're now accepting new members. At Gloria Gates Care, we've got all your needs in one place, and we welcome you to come join us while we help you to receive the quality care you deserve. At Gloria Gates Care, we're redefining healthcare. For office hours and more information, call 814-300-7777. Gloria Gates Care, 2525 9th Avenue, Suite B, Altoona. Online at GloriaGatesCare.com.
Lightner Communications, back the blue.
Hello, Sergeant Troy Johannerdes, Penn State University Police. Did you know persons between the ages of 18 and 24 have the highest victimization rate for stalking? Stalking is a crime and help is available. If you or someone you know is a victim of stalking, please reach out to your local law enforcement agency. You don't have to go through this alone.
These sponsors are Backing the Blue, Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, 3 Echo Emergency Solutions, and Russell Tire of Altoona.
Hank FM! Hi, welcome back to Sports Central. Went long there in that last segment, so I apologize to my guest here, Jared Prugar from the Altoona Mirror. I want to talk some Curve baseball and some Pirates. 8,900 last night for the 4th of July game, Jared. That had to be a great scene and a great night out there.
It was. The weather turned out perfect for the amount of time the game took, and then Mother Nature let loose a little bit after the game. But that added to the entire day, which was really cool. it was nice to see the stadium filled up for fireworks, for good baseball. It was a great game. And one of the better games the Curve have been a part of all year, you know, given their struggles. But it's always nice to see that stadium packed. It wasn't quite as packed as what it was when Paul Skeens was here last year, but it was a great atmosphere and really good for the community.
It's great that we end up having great weather, and they were back home for 4th of July. How did that come about? This was an interesting week because they started off in Harrisburg, then they come back. Now, look, the Curve always won 4th of July games because they are huge attendance. And I was told this years ago, not every team in the Eastern League wants to be home for 4th of July. You would think they'd all want the big crowds, but sometimes certain teams in certain cities can't necessarily handle it because they've got some other things going on. So how did it come about that the schedule was set up like that this week?
The schedule, I think what they did throughout minor league baseball is they coordinated with a bunch of different places, a bunch of the teams that are a lot closer in vicinity, like Harrisburg and Altoona, only 2 hours, 2.5 hours away. So it's easy to have a three-game set, and then you have the All-Star break coming up too. So they get a nice little break here Sunday and Monday, 2 days off, and then they get another six-game set. And then it's the All-Star break for a couple of days. So, you know, I think it's one of those situations you can tool the schedule to an extent. And for the teams that do want to have it's great because the 4th of July in Altoona, it's always a spectacle as far as the Curve are concerned. Where I don't know that that's the case, you know, throughout the rest of the Eastern League, like Akron or Erie or even, you know, Harrisburg. Because, you know, to me, I would want as many people in the ballpark every night as possible, but it depends on how well they draw. I know watching, you know, Twitter, and I follow the Richmond Flying Squirrels and Todd Parnell and what they do down there, and they had a 9,700, 9,800 people-person crowd down there. So, I mean, it's all about the team and the organization. And for the Curve, they're always going to want to host a 4th of July game if they could. But like you said, I mean, it's just not always the case for teams throughout the Eastern League.
Hey, Jared, I just got a note here. So I want to get back to the Curve and Pirates for just 1 second, but you can relate to this because you coached Little League for a long time. I got a note from a buddy reminding me about the Little League Championship going on tonight at Altoona Area Baseball Association between Locker Room and Holsinger's. He wanted me to see if I could give a shout-out to his kids, Braden and Nathan. So good luck to those guys. So we got tonight at AABA. We got that championship. I believe it's Locker Room and Holsinger's. At AIYBL, we've got the championship game between Sheets and Cumming Motors. And I believe also tonight we've got the championship game at East End. I think I've got this right. If I'm wrong on the schedule, somebody can correct me. But the championship out there is Cabello's and Sheets out at East End. So that's amazing. And you coached Little League for a long time, and I'm heavily involved in Little League. I believe we've got all three of our local leagues here involved in championship games now. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's awesome for the city. You know, obviously you still have the Curve going on too, but for the Little Leagues, and I know for a fact it is Locker Room and Holsinger's for AABA. Obviously that's the Little League that I'm affiliated with and have been affiliated with them since I was 9 years old, and I'm now 33, so it's been a long time. That really makes me feel old. But
you are getting
awesome
old.
For the kids. Yeah, right. And, you know, they have the Park Home Classic that's coming up, too. I know we as a league wanted to wrap that up right around the 4th of July so we can get our teams ready to play in that since they're no longer playing in the, I guess it's the Curtis IKEA Little World Series that used to be the Dean Patterson Little League World Series around the area. But that's a great opportunity for the leagues to play against each other, showcase what makes your league special. And I think that's a great opportunity that Matt Mazzatelli and the board there, Park Home Classic, have done to make baseball in Altoona fun again.
I'm glad you mentioned the Park Home Classic because that is a phenomenal idea. I first heard about, you know, some of the early thoughts on that a couple of years ago, and Matt Mazzatelli, they do a great job. And all of our kids last year, hey, who are we going to play in the Park Home? Who are we going to play in the Park Home? I'm looking forward to it this year, you know, here in a week or so. But I love that concept of just having all 20, I think it's 22 teams in the Altoona area, in the Altoona Little Leagues, AIYBL, AABA, and East End, all play against each other. You guys played in it last year. We did as well. I love the Park Home. I think that's a brilliant idea.
It is. And I was fortunate enough to play in the Dean Patterson Little League World Series when it was a big tournament. We won that tournament for Alice Fury when I played when it was in Bellwood in 2002.
You won it. You're on the winning. You're on the winning team.
Yes.
Sweet.
Yes, we won back to back back then. But this is a great opportunity because it's great to play teams against Bellwood and Tyrone and don't get me wrong. But it's fun. It's much more fun when you play against teams that maybe the kid down the street plays for AIYBL
yep.
or East End.
Yep.
You don't always get to play against those guys. So you get to play, and it keeps it local. And it keeps it. It's great for the league. I'm excited to see what it's going to be like at Independent this year. Obviously, I've already started parking so I can get my spot there for the tournament.
Yeah,
you know,
good luck.
A couple days ago, but right. So, but it's an awesome opportunity to showcase the city's talent as well as what makes these leagues so cool.
Yeah, we've got the park home at my kid's home ballpark, Altoona Independent, and if you've ever been over there at Mansion Park, it is a small area, and it's a quaint little field. It's a buck 90 down the lines, and the ball carries pretty good. So I'm looking forward to seeing some of these bashers. Zyler, I know, out at East End, he hit three in a game a couple nights ago for Cabello's against Sheets out at East End. And we got some big boys in Altoona area. I'm looking forward to seeing some of these kids come over to Independent and just launch balls over to the street.
Yeah, I remember when I was little, Julian Hauser would hit them towards the bank whenever he played. So, I mean, that's a shot. He's obviously a professional athlete playing in the CFL. But, you know, not everybody can be like that. However, it is fun when they get to play at different fields. And Independent is, you're right, it is very quaint. It's very small compared to Altoona, especially where it's 200 down the line and 225 in center field. The only places bigger are high school field.
I heard a story that I wasn't aware of this. Do you know Jexton Pugh? You remember that name, Jared?
Yes, I played against him growing up, yeah.
So Jexton... He's a personal trainer now. My boy goes to him. Jex is awesome, dude. I heard this story, and I wasn't aware of this, that Chuck Tannehill, who's a teacher in the school district, his boy Cole plays the league baseball, he told me that Jexton holds the record still for home runs at East End, and this number just blew my mind, that he said the kid hit 28 home runs one year at East End. I mean that's more than one career for a little league. Now Jackson said when he was 14 he was like a man throwing 84, but 28.
No, he's 100% right. He was built like a.
Can you imagine that, Jared? 28 bombs in one year, man.
Corey, it took me until I was 24 in a fungo bat for me to hit the ball out of the ballpark. So I don't know what it's like to hit that many home runs, but I can only imagine what that's like. But if I'm one of those opposing coaches, I'm probably just walking them. It's like that's like Barry Bonds type numbers. But at East End, you know, it goes downhill. It's a nice little ballpark. But, I mean, he's definitely benefiting from where he plays. But he was a big kid, and he was still very big. I mean, he hasn't gotten any smaller since then, and he went on to play in college as well. So, I mean, it's crazy to look at those numbers. And when you look at little league numbers like that and kind of put them against other people, you see just kind of how rare it is to have that type of success.
All right, so we got sidetracked there a little bit with the league discussion. I knew Jared would enjoy that, and Rodney mentioned for a shout-out for the AABA championship series. So glad to go down that road. That's good stuff. I want to get back to the curve here because they finished the first half. Look, the first half was terrible. They lost 15 in a row. They were the worst team in all of professional baseball. Then they got really good. The last month of the season, they played very well. They finished 13-3 to finish the first half, and you're kind of thinking, okay, maybe they got this figured out. Maybe they get the right combination of people up from single A, blah, blah, blah. Maybe they contend. And then they start off 1-7 in the second half against Akron and Harrisburg. So what happened there? What was the difference, or was it just playing some better competition?
Well, I think, you know, when you look at Altoona's record, when they don't play Akron, you know, it's significantly better. It's about 500. And when you look at Akron's record, when they don't play Altoona, it's also about 500. You know, when you play a team that you're confident against, like you know, you have their number, it's much easier to play. And when you're Altoona and you're chasing that, it makes it that much harder to go out and win despite your performance. But they were fortunate enough to get Bubba Chandler, who dealt down when he pitched against them, and now he's the same thing this week when he pitched in Harrisburg. And then last night, Thomas Harrington was able to throw a gem in a beautiful pitcher's duel last night. The game was only 1-0. So, I mean, I think for the Kerr, they are trending the right way. The issue was they started the season against their nemesis and their kryptonite. It'll be interesting to see how they play the rest of the way without having to play Akron and dealing with the rubber duck.
So they match up well with just about everybody else is what you're saying.
Yeah, from the looks of the record wise, absolutely. But it's so hard when they're going through a dark spell like they did that 0-15 stretch. I mean, that's hard to come back from early in the season. And then they did end the first half of the season, on a nice little winning streak, and then you get the rubber ducks again. And it's just like every time you think that they have a lot of momentum, it just gets thwarted by these pesky ducks.
Okay, so let me ask you this component of it, because there are so many things different about minor league baseball than they used to be. And one of them they started after COVID and everything was the six-game series, the week-long series. You get every Monday off, which everybody in minor league baseball loves. The fact that you get a Monday off every week, pretty much every week, is amazing. Then you play the same team six consecutive games, and we're told that farm directors love this. It keeps everybody in one place. Everybody is kind of on the same schedule, and blah, 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 blah. And there's all these great reasons why playing six consecutive are good until you start running into teams that are better than you, and they just beat your ass all week. So I'm just curious, is this just the way it's going to be forever? Do you ever hear any blowback from people with the curve? Either the players of, we got to play this team six consecutive games and they're just going to crush us all week, or from the front office of, do fans get tired of seeing the same team every single game for an entire week?
Well, and it's tough because it goes both ways. For the players, if you're winning and you play the same team every day, hell yeah, you're all about it.
Yep.
Right? You want to beat them into a pulp. And then when you're slumping, it's not the same. You're like, all right, let's get this over with. Play somebody different, right? But as a front office, you have those 6 days on and possibly 6 days off. Well, those 6 days off, you can program it. You have Swing Fest. You have the Miranda Lambert concert, so to speak. You have different ways to program the stadium so that it's not dormant those other 6 or 7 days that the curve are out of town. So, I mean, you're able to make more revenue and generate more revenue and bring more people to the ballpark for reasons outside of baseball. So I haven't heard any blowback for it. I don't think this is going to go anywhere. Personally, I enjoy it solely because I know the schedule. I know it's 6 days. For me, it's only five because the mirror doesn't run a weekend paper. But I know that I'm going to have a week off, and I know that I'm always going to have a Monday off. So for me, planning-wise, I can figure that all out. Now, seeing the same thing over and over again, it does turn into like a little bit of a ground pump day. But like a week like this week, where it's only Thursday, Friday, Saturday, it's a really cool and nice little twist in the schedule. And I think if they did something like that, well, maybe once a month, I think that'd be kind of cool. But again, I don't really think that this is going to change. They, like the farm directors say, like, and I've heard John Baker say this for the Pirates, everybody's in one spot. And for Altoona, they're 2.5 hours less than that from Pittsburgh. It's a quick jaunt. They play an afternoon game. They can be in Altoona in time for their 6 o'clock game and be back in time to go to bed in their own house. So, I mean, it's one of those situations where it's convenient for most everybody, except when you're losing.
Jared Prugar from the Altoona Mirror talking some baseball here. So let's transition to the Pirates. You know, you take a look at Skeens, Jared Jones on the injured list now. Hopefully he'll be okay. I want to ask you about Skeens and pitching and the ins and outs of that. Jared, you were a pitcher. You're a lefty, right? Now
not nearly as good as Paul Skeens.
Did you throw hard? You throw a lot of junk. What'd you throw?
I threw pretty soft, and I had quite a bit of off speed, and it makes sense why I had shoulder surgery.
Okay,
33 or 32.
But I want to jump into this because this really isn't even just about Paul Skeens. It's just in general. If you're throwing every pitch 99 or 100, you're going to have surgery. And you're going to miss time. Tommy John or shoulder or something else. You're going to have surgery. So this came up the other day in a discussion about the window of opportunity that the Pirates have with Paul Skeens. Now connect the dots here with me and follow along. The guy might be the best pitcher in baseball right now in terms of unhittable stuff, Paul Skenes might be the most unhittable pitcher in Major League Baseball. I don't have stats or anything from him, but when you're throwing 101, 102 all the time, it's just incredible. The guy's arm is amazing, and this is year one. He's a rookie. I would be stunned, flabbergasted, if he does not need surgery within 2 to 3 years. Am I wrong?
You know, it's so tough because obviously the human body is different. We're all very different individuals. Now, the one thing I will say about Paul Skenes is he knows everything about, and this is for most professional pitchers, but he knows everything that he's putting in his body, right? So, and that comes from when he was in the Air Force and just the dedication of the craft. But the thing that shocked me the most is when he pitched in Altoona, he had a weighted bag when he was warming up. And I've never seen a pitcher do that. Now, I've seen quite a few after him do that. Now that, you know, Paul Skenes is doing it, let's all do the same thing, right? So he is built differently physically. I don't know if that's going to end up with him getting some sort of surgery or some sort of injury risk down the line, but he looks so fluid in his movement and motion that I can see there being not necessarily a lot of health issues, so to speak, but can he maintain that velocity as he gets older and as he gets, you know, as his body starts to wear down and how that's going to change over time?
Well, it's just the physics of it. I mean, let me throw here's a number. At the end of the 2023 season, 36% of major league pitchers had Tommy John surgery. At some point, 36%. And so, again, we're trying to look at the window of opportunity for the Pirates here and what they might do. So Skenes, I think, is 21, 22. He's throwing 100. If he makes it through the next 3 or 4 years and doesn't need surgery, because a third of pitchers, and I would maybe put him in a higher percentage because he's just throwing harder than everybody else, he's probably in the 45% range. So if he doesn't need surgery, Jared, if there's no surgery and he just throws 102 and he's fine, the Pirates have about 4 years with him, this being year one. Because once you get into year five, now you're talking his agent's going to be looking for a $500 million contract somewhere, 10 years, $500 million. I mean, if he's this good already, at some point we're going to have to be looking at, well, there's no way the Pirates – we're going to go through Gerrit Cole again. There's no way the Pirates can afford it. So if you follow what I'm saying, that gives him about 4 years, right? That gives Ben Charrington a four-year window to try to figure this out and win with Paul Skenes. What do you think of that time frame?
Yeah, I think that's fair. Obviously, the staff is getting ready to be there for the next 4 years. You know, Braxton Ashcraft is, I think, a guy that they can add to add some depth, either as the long relief part of the bullpen or even as a fifth starter. But if you keep getting the consistency out of Skenes, Keller, and Jones that you've seen since Skenes got called up, I think that's a great opportunity.
And now maybe Bubba Chandler.
And Jared Jones.
And maybe Bubba Chandler.
Bubba Chandler has looked lights out. And same with, you know, Thomas Harrington and some of the other guys coming through the system. But you mentioned Jones earlier. They want to limit his innings, right? So this IL stint might not be the worst case scenario for him for getting to the end of the year as they take their time and, you know, they have a lot of money invested in these guys. But yeah, I mean, if you bolster that offense and maybe get a corner outfielder that can hit for some power, and Roddy Tellez has made it so that, you know, the first base isn't a black hole anymore. Obviously you got third base wrapped up. You hope that Brian Hayes can start hitting the ball more consistently. Maybe, you know, don't fire your double-A hitting coach. It's helped him immensely. I don't know all the details there, but, you know, that's definitely been a factor. You've got Cruz and Nick Gonzalez, who's really proven that he can play the game at a high level. But right now, catcher is a black hole, and I think, you know, if you go out and get a corner outfield bat, that team should compete for the playoffs. They are right on the doorstep now, only, I think, three and a half or four games out of the wild card. But with the roster that they have now, and that's, you know, losing 16 games or 19 games where you've pitched six strong innings from your starting pitchers. And if you can start to build up offensively, then you're in good shape. But you can't keep going out and getting rental players like Yasmani Grandal You know, he's worse than Austin Hedges, and at least Hedges defensively was spectacular. Grindahl's not really doing that behind the plate, and he kind of looks like he doesn't want to be there. You know, at times if you watch the game on TV. So I mean, if you got to strike while the iron's hot, and you know the last time they did that I think it was 2014, but they ended up sending Neil Walker, a face of the franchise, to the Mets for John Meese, and that's not, you know, it's not a situation you want to be in. And hopefully Bob Nutting and the powers that be have learned from that, because that really soured. You know, you win 98 games and you send the Pittsburgh kid to the Mets, and they haven't really been the same since.
What's interesting here, though, and again, this is the other side of it, because I'm just reading about Spencer Strider from the Braves, and he's had two elbow surgeries. So, again, if you're a Charrington, if you're a major league executive, and you got a guy throwing 100, and you're trying to have a 3 to 5 year plan, again, what complicates this is the numbers tell you that Skeens is probably going to need surgery at some point. And so the Pirates, this is how difficult it is. You can develop this plan for 25, 26, 27, these years that you've got Skeens under control or Jared Jones or what have you. But if he has to miss one of those years, now you see where it gets complicated. And I'm not saying, look, anybody could get injured at any given point. But that's where we are in baseball today. When these guys throw so hard, and I mean, Skeens has been throwing 100 for years, so it's not like, you know, he's just now putting more pressure on. So that to me, Jared, is where we are with baseball now. That number of 36% of guys that have had Tommy John, that number blows me away. I didn't know it before. I thought it was high. I thought it was going to be 25%. It's 36%. How does that – if you're the Pirates, how do you go about planning for the future – thinking that that's probably a possibility in the next year or two?
Yeah, I mean, the numbers are staggering. You know, Tommy John is the biggest youth sports epidemic, I think, of all time. And I think that's the problem. You have kids that specialize early and only focus on baseball year-round. And baseball is the most unnatural sport you can play. The human body is built for underhand. It's not to go over the shoulder.
Yeah.
And, of course, you have to go over your shoulder to throw. So, I mean, that's a big factor as far as the physiology is concerned. To be perfectly honest, Corey, the future is the future. It's always going to be the future. If I'm the Pirates, I have to focus on the present. I can't think 1, 2, 3 years down the road because I don't know what it's going to look like when I get there.
So you're saying go in this year and later this month be buyers and try to catch lightning in a bottle this year with Skeens?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you never know when the last pitch you're going to throw is. And that could be any time for any of those guys. You know, you look at guys like Noah Syndergaard and guys like that get hurt, or Jacob deGrom that have had these issues. And the perfect comparison is Steven Strasburg.
Yep.
You know, they were both highly touted, and the parallels are right there. Both guys throw well over 100 consistently, and you see what happened to Strasburg at the tail end of his career and his injury.
It wasn't just the end. So he was hurt his whole career. I mean, he was babied more than any pitcher ever with the pitch counts and all this stuff, time off, and he was still hurt all the time.
Exactly. And that's the thing. You just don't know how many arms or how many balls and pitches you have in that right arm of his. So, I mean, you go out and strike while the iron's hot, you don't know what could happen. Is Jared Jones going to regress? Is Mitch Keller going to revert back to early career Mitch Keller? I don't know that those things are going to happen, but you never know. And I think that's the downfall of focusing on the future. The future is always going to be the future. You're always going to have to look 1, 3, 5 years down the road. But if you don't focus on the present, the future really is irrelevant.
It's a good discussion because, especially with as hard as these guys throw now, you just wonder how much. I mean, Tommy John's, it's a routine surgery. It's routine. You miss your 8 or 9 months, but then you come back and you're going to be better, or just as good or better. It used to be, man, that was threatening to everything, but not the case anymore. Hey, Jared, I appreciate the time, man. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll catch up with you soon, bud.
Thanks for having me, Corey. I appreciate it.
All right, good discussion there. Lots of good stuff. Jared Prugar from The Mirror. I got a cool tax note about the Boston Tea Party here, courtesy of Doug Herendeen, coming up in a second.
Joey Hand is on. He's driving the number 60 car for RFK Racing, and he's getting us all set up for the Chicago Street Course.
You know, I've been able to do Vancouver and Toronto and Trois-Rivières and Houston, Denver. I've done a lot of them in my life. So definitely some experience on them. So I've had some good success. I've won a lot of street courses in different types of cars. And so that always makes you feel better about it. But you know, also just coming back into cup racing, I mean, it's I had a lot of fun doing it in 2022. You know, had a lot of opportunities. Well, we had opportunities. We ran well a lot of the time and had some opportunities that we didn't really capitalize on. I mean, you know, one time was my fault at Watkins Glen. I spun trying to pass, and you know, just feel like there was a better result in there. So excited to get back, get another chance to roll with these boys and see what I can do. But you know, just a great opportunity here with RFK and the Stage 60 program and buildsummaries.com. The car looks really cool. I think when people see it up close, it looks good, and that's always a good sign for fast race cars. I think they got to look good first. So we got that covered. Yeah, just doing normal thing. Spent the week here in Concord getting ready and did a little pit stop practice just now, actually. I'm still a little sweaty from that and all the things that, you know, that will help us roll out and have potential to be quick.
This is the final lap.
Why'd the kid jump off the boat?
I don't know. Why?
Peer pressure.
Oh. Good one, Ned.
Ned isn't funny, but Ned owns a boat, and you don't. So every time Ned tells another one of his unfunny boat puns, you're going to laugh loud and keep on laughing until you get a boat of your own.
A pier where you put a boat.
Yeah, I get it.
And when you do get a boat of your own, make sure you save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Welcome to Staples, young man.
Tomorrow's my big day.
Big day?
First grade.
Aw. Well, you know, Staples has crayons, markers, glue.
I need a laptop.
Oh, yeah, sure. With Staples Hot Deals, you can save up to $300 on select PCs for school.
Wait. The finances are mom's department.
Right.
I'm looking for performance, like a Core i7 processor.
Boy, first grade has really changed.
Tell me about it.
Save big on tech for school with super low Staples Hot Deals. Right now, get up to $300 off select PCs at Staples. Ends 8/24.
At Shoe Fly, they think on their feet so you can walk in comfort and style. When you step into Shoe Fly, you'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable staff who will assist you in finding the perfect shoe for any occasion. Shoe Fly believes that every foot problem has a fitting solution, and they will work with you to make sure you don't have to sacrifice style for comfort. For more information or to schedule a professional fitting with one of Shoe Fly's fit specialists, visit their website, shoeflystores.com. Your feet will thank you.
If you thought the fireworks were over after the 4th, you're mistaken. J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars has a red-hot deal on cigars July 5th and 6th during their After the 4th event at both their Chambersburg and Alexandria locations. Stock up on Drew Estate, Arturo Fuente, Oliva, and many more. And when you shop at J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars, don't forget the swag like ashtrays, lighters, and much more. Don't miss the After the 4th event July 5th and 6th at both locations of J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars, Alexandria and Chambersburg. J.M. Boswell, come for the deals. Stay for the smoke.
Hank FM. All right, we want to thank J.M. Boswell, our presenting sponsor each and every day, for all they do for the show. Head over there, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. Always open online at boswellpipes.com. And again, thanks to them for their sponsorship. I was griping about fireworks taxes earlier, like the 18% tax on fireworks, 12% for the fireworks, and 6% for the sales tax. Doug Herendeen brought in this great note. Said, remember, the original Boston Tea Party was started over a 3 pennies per pound tax on tea. Remember that. On top of colony taxes already between 5 and 7% on everything else. So it got me thinking, there's not a good Boston Tea Party movie, you know? Maybe that's weight. Really, if you think about it, how many good movies have we had about the Revolutionary War, Boston Tea Party, signing of the Declaration of Independence, any of that stuff? I mean, I'm a big movie buff. You know, we got Pearl Harbor. We got all kinds of World War II movies, Vietnam movies. Why are there not many great movies from the Revolutionary Days, Boston Tea Party, that kind of stuff. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
It's caller number two, Corey.
What's up, buddy? How you doing, pal?
Good. We'll finish the week together.
Let's go.
Hey, did you see the movie Falling Down? I'm trying to remember how old you are.
I love Falling Down. Michael Douglas just goes berserk one day and goes on a spree.
Right. You were. I think if two more things had happened to you, you would have been him.
You're saying I'm going to go all Michael Douglas and just go through, I think it's, is it Venice or Venice, whatever, out in California. He just goes berserk on the golf course and on the pier and everything.
Yeah, his car breaks down.
Yep.
About two things. He starts the day out. He's having a bad day anyway because of some personal things.
Mm-hmm.
But a couple things happen, but it reminded me of you, and I thought, I wonder how many.
You think I'm going to go on some crazy crime spree?
Well, I would hate to see that, but, you know, you start, you know, you're yelling out the car. Who knows?
One of the
flat tire.
One of the great scenes in that is he's trying to order breakfast.
Yeah, right.
At like 10:31 or something. The girl in that scene is Dee Dee Pfeiffer. That's Michelle Pfeiffer's sister. But he's trying to order breakfast at this restaurant, and they just won't make him any breakfast. And he's like, it's 30 seconds. And so the point of Falling Down is it's almost like a Larry David kind of thing. The world is going to let you down. The world is going to do a whole bunch of crazy crap to let you down. I know of so many people who love Falling. It's like an internet favorite because people – I think a lot of people probably want to become Michael Douglas in Falling Down and just go berserk for a day. But anyway, you're going to end up in prison that way.
Well, we've all been there where we're pretty darn close. Who was the cop after him? Because you know your stuff.
Right. Okay, so his wife was ex-wife was Barbara Hershey.
That's good.
And he had a thing with his kid. He was trying to get back. So the cop was it Tom Lee Jones or is that wrong?
No, it was Robert Duvall.
It is Robert Duvall. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I haven't seen him in a while. He's good. And Robert Duvall kind of starts to understand this guy's plight a little bit.
Yeah, he feels bad for him because he finds out about his whole life.
Yeah. So. Oh, that's a great movie, my man. Every time I see, because on Facebook it shows up on my reels. Everybody who does Facebook, you just get these random reels about various things, and I get a lot of crazy movie stuff. But Falling Down shows that like that scene with the at the restaurant with the breakfast that shows up on my reels a good bit for some reason. I don't know.
Right. If you want to see a scene like that in another movie, Five Easy Pieces with Nicholson. Did you ever see that movie?
I have not seen that. Is it 60s or 70s?
Oh, gosh. It's probably the early 70s. It's Five Easy, an excellent Jack Nicholson movie. And, you know, he's always famous for his rants. He has a rant in a restaurant. That's all I'll say. That's worth the price of watching the movie, just to see that scene.
I can't handle the truth.
Right.
Thanks, buddy. Enjoy your weekend, man. Care.
You thought the fireworks were over after the 4th, you're mistaken. J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars has a red-hot deal on cigars July 5th and 6th during their After the 4th event at both their Chambersburg and Alexandria locations. Stock up on Drew Estate, Arturo Fuente, Oliva, and many more. And when you shop at J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars, don't forget the swag like ashtrays, lighters, and much more. Don't miss the After the 4th event July 5th and 6th at both locations of J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars, Alexandria and Chambersburg. J.M. Boswell, come for the deals, stay for the smoke.
Pacificos, bread and rolls, Pacificos, bread and rolls, Pacificos, Pacificos, bread and rolls, Pacificos, bread and rolls, Pacificos.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Holiday Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from June 28th through July 8th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Celebrate July 4th with the hottest deals at Lowe's. Right now, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for $10. And buy two, get one free on select paint and exterior stain via Lowe's gift card rebate. Shop these deals before they're gone, because Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 7/10. Annuals offer in-store only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. Paint, more terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details while supplies last.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with 2 branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
It's a grand slam.
Everyone loves a grand slam, and now you can score one with Kepner's Grandview Meats. Stop in at Kepner's Grandview Meats from now until the end of the curve season and register for the Grandview Grand Slam Contest. If your name is called out during WRTA mornings and a grand slam is hit, you win a $100 gift certificate from Kepner's Grandview Meats, the home of quality meats, hot and cold subs, and more. Stop in and register. No purchase necessary. Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasant Valley Boulevard, Altoona.
Don't come around here no more. That's great. I love it. I just want to groove out to Tom Petty. Hey, great stuff this week, everybody. Appreciate everybody for tuning in. A lot of good discussions on a lot of different things. I want to get into some more deep dives on baseball next week a little bit as we get into July or middle of July. What are the Pirates going to do? Could they quite possibly be buyers and see what they can get with Skeens healthy this year? Because like we just discussed, you just never know. All right, everybody, enjoy your weekend. We'll catch up with you on Monday.
Sports Central is an